Was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes. Good morning. It is April the 23rd. It's Wednesday. You know, I used to, badger Bob about this, but now Bob enjoys it as much as I do. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Good morning. 7:08 in the morning on April the 23rd, Wednesday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning to Sun Gold. She's right in there. And Linda is doing a lot better, but I am just not going to push this. And it's kind of like trying to push her back into bed. Oh, no, I can get, no, stay in the bed, stay in the bed, stay in the bed. Give it a couple more days, and because, you know, she's pushed it before and she ended up back in bed. So, Linda's getting a lot better. And she says thank you to everybody. She's getting a lot of well-wishing and all of that, but she's getting a lot better. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, albeit our chat room. So hop into our chat room there. And, we've got a lot of people coming in today, Chamber of Commerce, we've got, Co-April Knights, and Steve Backman's coming in. He's an author, inspirational speaker, believes in the empowerment of the people, empowerment of yourself, being able to take over and change your life, you know, no matter what has happened to you in the past. It's kind of interesting, and I'm interested to hear what he says. But first, let's go to Chris Lasodak, our friend down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 26 points at 16,487. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1876, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 28 points at 4132. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 108 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, AT&T down $1.33 at $34.96. Dow Chemical up $1 at $49.95. Verizon down 90 cents at $47.02. And Delta Airlines up $1.12 at $36.03. Local interest, PG&E up 52 cents at $45.21. North Valley Bank unchanged at $22.88. Harley-Davidson down 11 cents at $71.77. And Sturm Ruger down 11 cents at $62.92. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.69%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.44. Oil's up 21 cents a barrel at $101.96. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $2.30 an ounce at $12.85.30. Silver up 6 cents at $19.42. This is Chris Lasodak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You know, when you're trying to make investments, I mean, you're talking about what to do with your money, the market's getting, the market's hot, but it goes up and down. You know, what should you do with your money? How should you invest it? You know, should you invest it in a slow growth, but very safe? Should you maybe take a couple of chances? Well, find out from our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors. They're well prepared, and they are up on everything that's happening in the market. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Okay, so what do we have? Oh, weather. What do we have for weather today?
46 degrees right now in Reading. Next couple of days, we'll see rain on and off, highs in the 70s, lows in the dropping down by Friday night. We could see a low near 39 degrees, and then maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. Mixed bag through the weekend, but by next Tuesday, get this, we will be seeing temperatures soaring up towards the 90-degree mark. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, the best thing about, if Linda's gonna stay in bed, that she's at least in a bed that she's comfortable in, that she can sleep in, and that she can spend some time in. So by being able to adjust it, that's right, our sleep number bed. She can adjust to settings from 100, which is really firm if you're laying in bed, all the way down to, I guess, you know, zero. I've never been down there before, but I imagine that's extremely soft. But she has it. Her regular sleep number setting is 45. And mine is moving up to about that right now. But right now at Sleep Number Storage, with their, you can get a queen size mattress now starting at just $699, and save $300 on an all new C4 queen mattress set. Exclusive dual air technology makes the perfect bed for couples. Each of you can have the exact firmness that you want. And of course, it's been clinically proven to relieve back pain, improve sleep quality, Sleep Number has, and Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year. You can't say much more than that, except that you've got some really great people down there at the store that can help you find that right mattress for you. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and talk to Brian or Janice and find out what your sleep number setting is, because I guarantee you, made in America, guaranteed, you're not going to sleep any better than on a Sleep Number mattress. But we have discovered that, and we're so happy that we have. Let's start out with good news today. That the UPREP Science Bowl team is going to the National Science Bowl, Bad Bop. 5 students are heading back there, right. And they had some questions on the front page. Okay, I'm going to ask you the question. You haven't seen them yet, have you?
These are just some of the sample questions. I don't read the paper, my bird does.
You're going to like this. What is the process by which electricity is used to split water into hydrogen and oxygen?
Hydrolysis. Electrolysis.
Electrolysis. Okay, see, I got that one too. Okay, which of the following choices is not an example of a rigid body? Slinky, wheel, pool ball, or CD? Not an example of a rigid body. Now think about this.
I'm trying to figure out.
Slinky, wheel, pool ball, or CD?
It's got to be non-intuitive. I'm going to say CD for some strange reason.
Slinky, because the slinky is non-rigid. Okay. You know, it kind of goes back. All right.
That would be the automatic answer.
Now, this is the one you get.
I was looking for the trick.
This is the one. No, there's not. Don't try to read into the questions. Okay, here you go. Multiple choice. Which trophic level has the most energy? Consumers, decomposers, producers, or scavengers? While you're thinking about that, let me give you the next one.
Is that a political statement?
Compressional tectonic environment can result in all of the following except folded mountains, basin and range, volcanoes, reverse faults.
I would say the reverse faults.
Nope, basin and ranges. Okay, so you're not going to the science fair. But we have 5 people that are. Logan Ryan, Christian Marcius, Jobin Gill, and Leo Chody, and sophomore Malia Matthews, all going there under teacher Brian Murphy. It's going to go there. Good luck, guys. And I'm sure that, you know what, they probably look at these and just laugh. They chortle at these questions.
I'm not a textbird. I play one on the radio.
Anyway, okay, bad news. That's good news. Shasta Community Health Center is not taking any new patients. That's right. They are maxed out. So if you have no new patients because of the shortage of doctors, and if you have any type of medical coverage, any type of insurance, you know, Obamacare, Medi-Cal, any of these, you cannot sign up to be a patient there at the Shasta Community Health Center. And you know what, my friends? Take a deep breath and think of it. This day on April 23rd, the day after Tax Freedom Day, a couple days after Patriot Day, this is what you're going to see. Anecdotal evidence, because me talking to different of these urgent care clinics, they are getting slammed by people coming in, and why they've lost their insurance under Obamacare. So now they're going to these walk-in clinics, and they are slammed. So you've got that, and now you've got the Shasta Community Health Center, which is not taking on any new patients because they don't have enough doctors. If you think it's bad now, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. There's going, you know, a shortage of doctors is one thing, but but taking away medical care from people who already had insurance, which drives them to other places, is what this is going to be. And right now I was talking to a heart surgeon who had a procedure, who did a procedure on somebody's heart, and they can't, and they put in for the billing, you know, it goes into the Obamacare or the covered California. They've come back, they won't tell him how much he's getting paid for the surgery. And he said, well, wait a minute, how much are we getting paid for this? Well, unless you join, we're not going to tell you. Well, why would I join unless I know? I mean, it was an emergency. He had to do it.
Yeah.
So, but they haven't, they're not telling him how much they're going to pay. And I said, well, you know what? You're in trouble if they say, hey, you got change for a $5 bill.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Just welcome to Obamacare. And it's not going to get any better. And still 69% of the people in this country think it's a bad deal. They don't like it. We're going to be right back after these messages with our business of the week.
For dinner tonight, how about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Butt, KCNR, 1460 here. Grassroots radio at its very, very best. 7:20 in the morning, April the 23rd, 46 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there, the North State's nutrition experts, with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to help you for free, by the way. Classes on health and diet, raw, organic foods, amazing foods for life, the gluten-free mixes there that you can use for your family that were conceived of and the company built right here in Reading in a gluten-free facility. Orchard Nutrition, Cypress Square Shopping Center, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Tim Scarborough's here.
Good morning,
our
Carl.
Business of the week.
Right on. This morning I got Nina and Dwayne Aller. And they are the owners of the new restaurant, Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue. And so just very pleased to bring them here this morning. Good morning, Dwayne. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
Okay, so this is a brand new place. You opened up how long ago, Dwayne?
We are 15 days old.
15 days old. But this is not your first rodeo, is it?
No.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourselves. I don't care who.
Well, we come from a long line of Mongolian barbecue enthusiasts. So first of all, we're two of the people in Reading that will hop in the truck and drive many miles to get some good Mongolian barbecue food. So it made sense to us when we had the opportunity to open up a place to, being it was our choice and it's something that we love, we decided that Mongolian barbecue was for us.
Well, you know, my first introduction to it, we were just talking about a little bit, was in Okinawa. We went to a place down there. It was an Okinawan, of course, store and or restaurant. And I thought, oh my gosh, what a great idea this is! I wonder if they have these back in the United States. And of course, you know, they didn't. And then I found a couple since then, but they're down like in large cities in Sacramento and at places like this. So, tell everybody what a Mongolian barbecue is.
Well, they're very popular amongst healthy food connoisseurs. So we have a little something for everybody. If you are a vegetarian, you simply skip the meat. It's a buffet style. We have 19 different vegetables to choose from. We have some gluten-free varieties in our sauce bar. And what we're offering here is flavor, health, good food, and it's fast.
Now, if people are not familiar with this, what you do is you go through, it's kind of almost like a buffet, except you pick out what you want.
Absolutely.
You pick out, okay, I'm going to start out with, you know, can use meat, different types of, all different types of meat. So I'm going to put the meat in there, and then I'm going to put, some sprouts and lettuce and...
You've got your broccoli, onions,
everything.
Bell peppers,
yeah.
Bok choy, maybe a little tofu in there, maybe a little cilantro for mm-hmm. flavor.
Then you have sauces to put on that too. Anything from like, I guess, lemon water to...
Well,
anything.
We have a lemon ginger.
A ginger, okay.
You know, a house recipe teriyaki. It's out of this world. It's absolutely delicious. Me and my wife really put a lot of thought into the flavor bar of this. And it goes all the way into a tiki sauce that's one of our personal favorites and also a top secret recipe. We have the sweet chili, which if you like a little spicy in it, we also offer that too. The hoisin sauce, the garlic butter. We actually offer butter. You know, I'm a local. I'm
sure.
Local from Reading here. And if you only added two things to most meals, kosher salt and butter, you just made my day.
That'd be it. Okay. Now, after you get your big bowl filled with all of this, and you can stack it as high as you want.
Absolutely.
You give it to your cook, who then puts it on this grill. It's a rounded grill.
So we have our grill warriors cook right in front of you. So you pass off your bowl of food, your creation. You're the chef here, and you hand it off to our grill warriors. And we have a 4-foot round Mongolian barbecue. This cooktop basically makes anybody that cooks on it look great. These boys go in a rotation counterclockwise, and they cook your food in approximately 2.5 minutes. You get a little show, and after that, they hand their bowl back to you, fully cooked, and away you go to your seat. Now, in the dining area, we've kind of separated it to where you get a little bit of fine dining along with the buffet.
Yeah.
It's a pleasant twist.
I think so. Anyway, so the Mongolian barbecue, the only one around here, probably for 100 miles.
At least 100 miles.
At least 100 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll say only one for 300 miles. Okay, we won't go that far. We'll just say 100 miles.
Miles around.
If you have not tried the Mongolian barbecue, you have to go out and try it. If nothing else, at least one time, and take your kids because they love it. They love making their own meal, and then they watch.
Yes.
Now it's cooked, and it's handed back to them. And, oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun. And it's, and like you said, it's as healthy as you want to make it. You don't have to have oils in it. You don't have to have anything. You can put your lemon ginger water in there, and that gives it the moisture.
We're getting big reviews from certain diet styles here in town. So you've got, a lot of folks in the CrossFit programs. They're working hard. They're exercising. They don't want to eat fried food. We don't offer anything fried. Everything's cut fresh daily, including the meats. Incidentally, we have, chicken, pork, premium beef. We put lamb and also bacon. The bacon is actually a game changer. I know. The bacon is a game changer, and it
bacon goes with everything.
It complements everything that we have out there.
Use bacon so you put bacon inside like cream cookies the guy had yesterday. Oh yeah, I just wrapped this in bacon. Oh good, I like that.
That's what I thought. So we're attracting these health oriented.
Yeah, we'll just cover that with bacon. Okay. You ever seen that commercial with the dogs running around going, bacon, 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 bacon. I know it's bacon here. It looks like our staff running around.
And that's some of us as well as some of our customers.
That's great.
So you've got your CrossFit folks very excited. You've got the caveman diet people coming in and eating the way they're supposed to eat. We've got, paleo diets, gluten-free diets, and they're really able to finally
eat. Yeah, the big thing now, the paleo diets is huge, and a lot of people have been on that, and the gluten-free is big too. You know, George Ireton, one of our sales guys here, is big on those things. Hey, we just got a couple minutes left. Now, you all are offering up like a $10 free meal here. Mm-hmm. So anybody that calls 605-4567, 605-4567, just come in and just give us your... Just give us your name, and you're going to get a chance to eat down there free. At least one of you. Is it $10? And it's just, is that with something else or what?
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
If we're going to write you guys a gift certificate today, we'd love to feed some of our people. So send them down. We'll
605-45. It's a little bit early for some of the ones out there. Okay, I'm eating Mongolian barbecue. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, Sold. Here come the phone calls. Yeah, here they come. In fact, we're going to come down there and visit y'all, too.
Awesome. We're open from 11.
Oh, yeah, what's your hours?
11 till 9, 7 days a week, except major holidays.
Okay, we have more people than one calling. Okay, 11 to 9. Now, your location, that's really important, so we know to tell people where to go.
Downtown Reading is pretty easy to find. We are just south of the Jiffy Lube, 2151 South Market Street, across the street from Mallory Flowers.
Across the street from Mallory Flowers. That's the big one. It used to be, I think, Ed's or something in there or something. I'm not sure.
It's been many productive family restaurants throughout the years. It's a nostalgic building. It's beautiful, beautifully restored.
Lots of parking.
Great parking. It's a huge plus.
Okay. And what we need to do is just get a name, and then they're going to have a gift certificate waiting for you there?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll get the person's name who just won, and you'll have a gift certificate waiting down at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue. I'm sorry for other people that called. Yeah, I just won. But what we're going to do is we're going to have – y'all back again sometime, I'm sure. Okay. Bill is going to come down to your fine establishment.
Congratulations, Bill.
Congratulations, Bill. And I expect Bill to give me a call after this is over and tell me how good it is, except I'll probably beat you down there. Okay. So we have Dwayne and Nina Aller. Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue. It's on Market Street across from Mallory's. Down there, it's open from 9 in the morning.
11.
I'm sorry, 11 in the morning till
9 o'clock
at night. If you haven't experienced the Mongolian barbecue, you need to do it. Tim?
Hey, I have nothing else to add other than when I go in there, it's an awesome atmosphere, great place, and what a great addition to the city of Reading to have Mongolian barbecue here.
That's right. Gluten-free diets, all these, they can do catering. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you bring out the...
That's coming soon. We're not ready yet.
And the mobile.
That may be putting the cart in front of the horse right now.
Let me tell you something. I'm so glad y'all opened this place up.
Thank you.
Because I think there's a real place here for Mongolian barbecue. And I like it. And I think, like I said, you take kids to it. You know, kids just love it. You know, watching their food that they select themselves being cooked and giving right back to them. Again, Nina and Dwayne Aller, Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue.
What? Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I wanted to tell you also, if you take your receipt that you get from us over to Jiffy Lube next door, they will, lunches are, would almost be paid for. If you take your receipt over Jiffy Lube, Jiffy Lube will give you $10 off for their services.
Oh.
So good thing to know if you need your oil change or something, you can take our receipt to them and get $10 off.
Okay.
That's a great point. You know, Redding, California is the greatest city in the United States. And I would like to thank each and every person in Redding, California for an overwhelming response to
our
new restaurant. And we're very gratified in that it's had such a great response.
Well, you know what? Good luck on this. And we're going to stay in touch with you, see how it's going. Plus, I'm going to run down there. And,
absolutely.
And mungle out. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl in the Box, KCNR 1460.
I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If you're hearing car music, it must be cool April night. Hey, this portion of our show is brought to you by Indwelling. Furniture, art objects, wall coverings, floor coverings, but can I say except that Dilgish and Andrea Abraham have put together a store that is just unlike anything else in Reading. Outstanding furniture of different makes, different kinds. You've just got to go down and take a look. I can't say enough about that. We love it, though. We love the place. Go in and get your coffee. Sit down and talk to them. They're just outstanding people. They're located right across the, They're located right across the street from Jack's Grill. And their phone number is 361-6727. Indwelling, 1760 California Street. We're here with Barbara Harrison. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am peachy. Linda's getting better, too. She wants to come in. I'm pushing her back into the bed and saying, you know, you can't do this. You know, just because you're feeling a lot, you know, you feel, oh, good, till you go out and then you crash again for 2 days.
Yeah, you do. I mean, that's what happens with pneumonia. It just comes back and bites you.
And you're here today with Bob Kempley and Lori Kempley. And we're talking Cool April Nights, and Bob's on the board.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been involved with Cool April Nights, Bob?
I've been involved off and on for the whole 25 years we've been here, but I've been on the board for the last 4 years.
Okay.
This is my fourth year.
And what got you involved in it?
I just like cars. Yeah, you know, I've had cars all... whenever I can afford it after I get rid of the kids and stuff like that.
One of the kids is back here.
Well, she's my right-hand person. She really, she makes me look good at the show on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, explain your job, what you do.
I'm the awards director. I'm in charge of the awards and I've got about 70 volunteers.
Now, is this the judging part of it or just the awards?
We used to call it judging. Now we call it picking.
Picking.
Yeah, we don't judge one car against another, like in classes anymore. We have different categories, you know, super 60s or cool 70s or
the mayor's pick, the fire department's pick, you know, that sort of thing.
You know, and I tell you, frankly, I wouldn't want your job. Because I've seen the cars. The cars have been here this week. I've read about the cars. I've looked at them out there. And to me, it's like opening up the Smithsonian Art Museum. I know you're laughing, but it's like opening up the Smithsonian Art Museum and watching the art objects go past you. And on Friday, 2,000 of these art objects are going to go past me as I'm sitting there trying to say, oh, which one do I like best? Do I like the Mona Lisa? Oh, do I like David? Oh, do I like, you know, I like the Last Supper? You know, whatever these are. Because how do you pick?
Well, it's really hard, like I say, but by doing what we don't judge one car against another anymore. We have our different groups, and the judge or the picker that picks has a given category goes out and picks what he feels fits that category the best. So it just takes a lot of the critical criteria out of it, and eliminates a lot of hassles and much more enjoyable for the show, I think.
So. That reminds me of a funny story, which I'll share, because I don't know if you remember this, Bob. It was about 3 years ago. We asked somebody, I think it might have been, well, I won't say who it was because that's not good. He's an official here in town. Why did you pick that car? And he said, I made love in a car just like that for the very first time.
Well, that eliminates...
That had memories, you know.
That eliminates some of the people I know.
Right.
No comment.
I'm sorry. There's like chopper. Here comes the chopper. The traffic chopper's coming through again. Okay. You know, Barbara, when you say things like that just puts me off for like 15 seconds.
I just thought it was funny.
It is funny. I mean, because you've got to have a criterion. And what is it? Oh, well, I drove that when I was 16 years old and, you know, I got the first base. Okay, so you've got a car. Do you have a car that's going to be here? Because this is, you're putting this around the Mustang. This is the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary of
the
Mustang,
Ford Mustang.
Of the Ford Mustang this year. We've got a 66 Fastback that's modified, you might say, a little bit, and it's going to be one of six cars on the stage inside this year to, just kind of showcase the Mustangs. Last year we did Corvettes. It was our 60th year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember
and
this, that last year.
This year is Mustangs' 50th year, and I think in a couple of years Camaro's coming up with their 25th year or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot of people I know that own those the muscle Camaros.
Yeah,
in fact,
they're very very popular.
Yeah,
the muscle cars are quite popular still, even at the price of gas at $4.
When I asked about okay, are all the muscle cars gone? Is that gone? And I've been told no. They're still putting muscle cars out there.
Still putting muscle cars out there today. I mean, not like they did. We don't think like they did when we were kids, or like we're showing, showcasing this year or every year. But I don't know how to say it. It's just a niche that people get into and thoroughly enjoy.
I think the muscle cars are on the rise again. And I say that only because I think the kids now are getting involved. They don't have the money that dad has to put into a 32 rod, but I mean, they're doing it bits and pieces on their own. They're working to put the money into their car and they're getting enthused with hot rodding and it's getting better and better every year. And we just love to see the kids get involved.
Well, I understand they're having a show and shine out at one of the schools.
Oh, they do that. Yeah, Bob, you know more about that.
Show and shines on Friday afternoon or actually morning afternoon early at each of the major high schools.
And from what I understand from the other builders that have been in here is that these young people are getting back into it. And you know what? There's the future. All of you all have the time and the money and you've had, job security or whatever, or you've forsaken your job to build. But getting the young ones into it now are going to be great.
If we don't get the young kids, keep the young kids involved today, 20 years from now, there won't be a niche like we have now. We won't see hot rods. We won't see vintage anything anymore. We need to keep the kids involved. Go to the high schools. I've gone to a couple of the high school show and shines, and it's just great to sit and talk to the kids. They know more about the cars than I do. It's very surprising.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
And I think it's also interesting the fact that some kids are interested in cars. And some aren't. I mean, back when I grew up, everybody was, in the 60s there, the cars. I never was really interested in cars. And yet, I was in awe of other people that, they're driving their cars around the drive-in. Because we had drive-ins.
Oh, yeah.
Like males, except, like in the movies and all that. I mean, I actually had those kind of things. And so, but I was just never interested in it.
What's opened up in L.A.? A new drive-in movie that'll hold 800 cars. All brand new. Isn't that something?
800 cars. 10,000 gang members.
Exactly. Whatever. But it's coming back. It's coming back.
Well, you know what? How can it not come back? Life and drive-ins, it makes, it was a better time in life. Who knows? Hey, I've got two passes to get into the
show
on Saturday right here, and these are worth their little weight in gold.
Yep.
And I'm going to give them away to the first person that calls, 605-4567. We've already given away, barbecue from Mongolian Barbecues today, so now we're going to say that didn't take long. It never does. We have a lot of people listening here. Okay, Bob and Lori Kempley are here now. And the cruise. You're going in a cruise, right?
Actually, I won't be in the cruise this year.
Would you like me to drive your car?
I'd love, if you can talk Barbara into letting you take it off the stage.
Oh, that's right. It's on the stage. Can I take his car off the stage and drive it?
No. Nobody,
nobody offers that to me anymore.
Once your car is in that building, it goes nowhere till Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Hey, George, you won the tickets. Yes. We're going to be giving more tickets away tomorrow, and Friday, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Who was that on the line? Fabian. Call back, Fabian.
Call back.
I got two more tickets just for you. Call back, because you're listening. Call back, and I've got two more tickets just for you. Okay. George, you got one, and that's all we can get for today. Because you know what? It's usually they hand us a big stack of tickets. No. Barbara comes in and hands it out like it's gold pieces, which it probably is. At this
Don't
point.
Give me a bad time.
Don't give Barbara a bad time. Okay. We're here with, of course, Barbara Harrison, who is kind of like a spark plug in so many things around this town. You know how much we appreciate you, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's true.
I love what I do.
You do so many great things for our city, our community. When they do these polls, what they don't throw into it in these polls, that you see on the front page, they don't throw in a specific, there should be a specific category here for people that make communities. And we would be rated number one in the nation. Because we have certain, we have a number of people in our community that make things work. And Barbara, you're one of them.
Thank you.
It's
Thank you. That's
true.
A nice thing to say. Thank you.
Well, you need those.
Citizen of the year. Yeah.
And citizen of the year. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. Now, so the big thing is of course the show and shines, but also the big show that starts Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you open?
Cars start rolling in at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
And getting placed on the lawn or parked wherever they're, you know, where they're directed to. Then we have people going out and doing their picking. Bob lets them, turns them loose at 10 o'clock.
They do their pickers.
We are, turn our pickers loose at 10 o'clock.
Great.
And,
all this, you know, the dignitaries and what have you will be out there going around picking cars, and it'll be fun.
I may have gotten the gentleman's name wrong, but he called, and there was a little confusion as to whether he was a winner or not. He was in a car, I think, so if you call back, I'll recognize your voice. I thought his name sounded like Fabian, but possibly it wasn't. I have a backup winner also, but if the gentleman would call, he's got first get dibs.
That's right. So we've got your tickets here anyway, so we'll figure that out in a minute. Okay.
You can listen and call in tomorrow. We'll have more tickets.
That's right. I'm calling just a little bit earlier tomorrow and talked about that. But... Okay, the Cool April Nights, and then the run is going to be, the cruise is going to be Friday night. It starts around 6 or 6.30, but you need to get there
You need to get in there by 5.30 at the latest.
At the latest, but you need to get there early because they got bands, they got food. Get yourselves a great seat. Okay. Bob and Lori Kempley, thank you so much for coming in. And Barbara Harrison, as usual, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Time has come for Hot Cars.
And Cool April Nights back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the Silver Anniversary Cool April Nights Car Show.
The jam-packed week begins. Over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise, the concerts, and more.
Today kicks off with a show and shine at the Shasta View Chevron brought to you by Cross Petroleum. Then at 6, the Foothill High School Band fundraiser at the Mega Tent with music by the Foothill Cougar Band and Jazz Cats.
The 25th annual Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium every day through Sunday.
An exciting event for the entire family.
Discount advance tickets available now. Only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive. At your nearby Napa Auto Parts store. Or online at CascadeTheater.org.
Sponsored by A&I Engines, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Wind River Casino, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Macy's, Harmona's, and Custom Imprints.
For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Remember when your doctor could see you when you were sick and not sometime next week? You didn't sit in a waiting room for hours. Your doctor actually sat down and spent time with you and wasn't rushed to see the next patient? Prestige Urgent Care in the Sunset Plaza on Eureka Way is bringing back old-fashioned healthcare. Walk-in urgent care, walk-in injury care, and the new Healthcare Direct Plan are the great services offered. This innovative membership program provides unlimited urgent and primary care for a low monthly membership fee, and pre-existing conditions are not a problem. Providing affordable, high-quality health care where patients enjoy unrushed visits in a comfortable, professional setting, avoid insurance hassles, copays, and deductibles. Prestige offers three different plans, and there's also a plan for businesses available. For more information, or if you have questions, stop by Prestige Urgent Care, 3689 Eureka Way, or call 244-4577, or visit prestigeuc.com. Make the most of Obamacare and save money while getting the health care you deserve.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning, from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful, well, no, is it going to be a beautiful day? Are we getting, was it rain? I can't remember.
Going to be a mostly beautiful day.
Okay, and then it's, we're looking at maybe rain later on this week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, could see, rain tomorrow, thunderstorms on Friday, and then mixed bag over the weekend, hot.
Okay, so we will not talk about thunderstorms on Friday. That is a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're going to be out there for the cruise. I'm trying to get somebody to let me drive their car. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, who happens to be on the cruise location there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard and his associates have the best selection of estate jewelry. The only trained watch repair guy in the whole town. And maybe even all of Shasta County. It's going to come up there and can fix your watches. And he will give you great deals at great prices, and he's honest. I can't say anything much more than that. Four Winds Jewelry, 222-2750 is his phone number, 2225 Hilltop is his address. Peggy Rebo is here with me today. We're talking the Whole Earth Festival, and she's here with her intern, Aaron Rebo.
Hello.
Who hasn't said she knows Peggy, but she hasn't denied it either. Peggy, what's going on here?
Well, we have our 8th annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival happening this Saturday and at Redding City Hall in Sculpture Park. And we have about, nearly 140 exhibitors coming. It's our biggest year that we've ever had, and we're really excited about it. It's a community-wide celebration. It has activities for all ages, and it's a celebration of social, economic, and environmental solutions for ourselves and our planet. And it's also focused on the health and livability of our North State region.
Okay, so boiling that, what's that mean?
Well, it means
you've read this to me, but what does that mean?
Well, it really means that we're focusing on the interconnectedness of, people a lot of times when they think of something that's environmental, it's sort of over here in a box and it's separate. And it really isn't. When you think about your health, your food, your business, your social activities, the community that we live in, there's been a lot of talk recently about the livability of our community, and all of those things are all tied together, really. We have wonderful groups that are going to be out there that, for instance, that have worked extensively for years on our trail systems. We have people that work on, green spaces, people that, businesses, local businesses, that we want to support, including our local restaurants that are going to be there. We have
Haven Humane's going to be there.
Haven Humane's going to be there.
Microchipping.
Absolutely.
Which I am a firm advocate for.
Absolutely. And, the neat thing is this year the city is kind of postponed their Arbor Day celebration. We're part of the City of Trees nationally. And the celebration is going to happen at the festival. There's going to be 500 trees and shrubs that are going to be given away. And so it's really a wonderful, we have lots of different agencies too. You have, the Lassen Volcanic National Park and, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, California Conservation Corps. The list goes on and on.
Everything is there.
Yeah.
So how can we make our, to make our community better, to make it more environmentally, active, to make it a better place to live, right?
Absolutely. And I think that, we really set out in the scope of the festival to include, businesses, nonprofits, community organizations, and educational organizations and schools. And we have actually a number of schools that are going to be participating as well. And so it's, because it really mirrors what sustainability really is or what that means. It's all aspects all together.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we say, how can you live a more sustainable lifestyle? Okay, this is 2014. Mm-hmm. So how can people living downtown in a house downtown live more sustainable?
Well, I think it's being conscious about what you, how you heat and cool your home, Do you walk? Do you bike? Do you take Raba? Are you, you know, only going out in your vehicle? Are you, what are you purchasing? You know, we live in a society that is really consumer driven. And I think that
throw
being aware.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. You know, we have one of, I talked to Christina Piles out at the Solid Waste. We have one of the, you know, X number. It's a finite number of landfills. And once our landfill is filled, we really won't be able to get another permit, she says, to get another one. And so really recognizing, I think, and, you know, what are we putting in our landfill? Because that's really your trash. And I think when you think about it that way, it helps you to maybe make different choices in terms of maybe the packaging that you purchase it in or, you know, maybe reusing. There's a lot of people repurposing, and it's really exciting.
We
it's
do,
very creative.
We do a lot of rebagging at our
which
house.
Which is great.
And things like that.
Yeah.
If we get a, I like that bag, and we just pass it around.
Absolutely.
I think I've gotten the bag back twice.
Yeah.
You know, for our group of friends. Okay, so there's a lot of things that people can go there. And here's the best thing is, if you want to get down there and not use your car, which is kind of the idea.
Yes.
Is you can, they're going to have free ride day on all the buses on that day, as well as an event shuttle between the downtown Raba stop, the Sundial Bridge parking, the Canby Street stop, and that's right over by Mount Shasta Mall and City Hall, and City Hall. So.
Yeah. And so if you want to go to Cool April Nights, there's a shuttle going there, and the same shuttle comes right around to City Hall. And that was a neat thing that Raba was able to do when both of these events ended up, you know, on the same
So you can
Saturday,
see it all.
So. You can see it all.
Because it doesn't
attendee.
Take you all day to,
no.
to look at cars.
No. Nope.
But it could take you a long time. Okay, Aaron, it's your turn. I only got a few minutes left. I'm gonna throw you under
Good.
The bus. I'm gonna throw you under the Raba bus. So what do you do with this, Aaron?
So I've been lucky enough to get this internship this year, and I've been able to help out with all aspects of organizing the festival, and mainly my focus has been on creating actually a new aspect of the festival this year, our first annual fun run, and it's called the Whole Earth Hustle. And so hopefully it will be a tradition that carries on over the years with the continuation of the festival. But
I didn't see that in here. Okay, yeah, dude. Yes, right here at the end.
Yeah.
Whole Earth Hustle Fun Run, 1 mile and 5K.
And 5K, yeah. And the point of this whole race is that we, you know, there are so many areas in the North State that I think people forget that we're lucky to have, like Whiskeytown Lake and, you know, Mount Shasta and the, you know, the River Trail and the Sundial Bridge. And all of those areas are made possible by the creation of the trails, really. And so what this fun run is for is it's actually to help raise money. And all the proceeds for this event are going to be donated to the Friends of the Reading Trails and then the
we have a beautiful trail system here.
Oh, we do.
Oh, gosh,
we
do. And it's really the results of these people, you know, spending time developing that for us.
And the, you know, and you look at one of the things, of course, we all talk about still about that rating we had, how horrible we are. But if you look at the things that make a good community where there's a lot of well-being in it, you'll see it says a collection of trails. And I think there's nothing better than what we have here.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no.
I've lived all over the United States, and I've gone to a lot of places. There's nothing better than walking the trails, running trails, or biking the trails along the Sacramento River, and everything's intertwined there. And, you know, it's community projects like this.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, farmers markets, you know, ability to get to those. All of these things they set, you know, and all these different activities and groups. And you read that, and you think, well, Reading has all of those plus. So
So
I guess maybe it's getting the word out to people
yes.
who feel so sorry for themselves. Oh, it's just terrible. You know, I just can't get here. You know, get your ass out on the trail. Excuse me. Can I say that? Yes. Get out on trail, walk, bike, you know, get out of your house
Absolutely.
And these things because it will change a lot of things for here.
That's right.
But Bob.
Only if you're referring to a domestic quadruped equine creature.
That's what I was talking about. Take your donkey for a stroll.
And get out on the trail. And you know, there are parts of the trail where you can take your equines. So,
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time then. Okay, Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park. They're going to have bike parking there. They're going to have, the Raba
will be giving shuttles, rides. You shouldn't just like drive down your big hogback growler by yourself with your 454.
No, just bring all your friends. It's free.
Yeah, throw them in the car with you. Then it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the farmer's market is there having extended hours. And
great.
They're a part of it. So really, it's a great celebration of us as a community, I think.
Okay, then I have just one last question, Peggy.
You bet.
Does this mean you'll friend me now on Facebook?
Oh, I will friend you.
Okay. Yeah, you friend me on Facebook? I've asked you before. And I've been
really?
Here. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a pathetic Facebooker, and that's the only reason, well, Carl.
Let me put it this way. Maybe you have, because I'm as pathetic as you are about it. I look at it, but I say, oh, there's Peggy. I know Peggy. Oh, and we have 843 mutual friends. I don't know 843 people, but they're all my friends. Anyway, Aaron, thank you so much. Now, are you go to school here?
I actually just graduated from Willamette University up in Salem, Oregon. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Back home here and helping out.
Yeah,
interning.
Exactly. Oh.
She's about to leave for Kodiak Island, Alaska for an internship up there in mid-May. So I got her for a brief period of time.
Well, I'd love to talk to you about that. What are you going to do in Kodiak Island?
I got accepted into an internship up there to look at monitoring a bird population, the Kittlitz Merlet.
So your degree is in?
Biology.
Biology. That's great. Peggy, thanks so much for stopping
by.
Thank
you, Carl, so much.
Thanks for
nice meeting
us
you. Oh,
nice
absolutely.
You.
Hey, when we come back, Steve Backlund is going to be here. We're going to talk about how you can change your life. And you may have started out rough, but it doesn't mean you can't finish up great. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say unidentified material that washed ashore in southwestern Australia is being examined for any link to the lost Malaysian plane.
This news needs to be treated with caution. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau, which is examining photos of the possible debris, says it takes all leads seriously, but that the more it looks at the images, the less excited it is. The material was washed up on the shore around 2,000 kilometres from the area in the southern Indian Ocean, where search teams are now focusing their operation. But with 80% of the search zone completed, nothing has been found.
And that report from the BBC's John Donison. Also at SRNews.com, Russia's foreign minister says that promises of a firm response of its citizens or interests come under attack in Ukraine are going to be fulfilled. The warning from Sergei Lavrov comes after Ukraine announced a renewal of its anti-terror campaign against those occupying buildings in its troubled east. The number of Americans buying up new homes plummeted in March at the slowest pace in 7 months.
The Commerce Department says sales of new homes fell 14.5% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 384,000. It was the second straight monthly decline and the lowest rate since July of last year. Sales declined in the Midwest, South, and West. However, they rebounded in the Northeast, where snowstorms in previous months curtailed purchases. New home sales have fallen 13.3% over the past 12 months.
And that's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, median sales prices jumped 12.6% during the past month to $290,000. That's because new home buyers in March bought more high-end properties compared to previous months. Looking to Wall Street, it's been slow going for the most part for the major indexes, coming off yesterday's 65-point climb for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right now, it is holding steady at about 4 points in negative territory. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
President Obama is on an 8-day trip to Asia. SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
The president will be making stops in Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Each of the four countries has disputes with China, and the Obama administration has taken a tougher line on the territorial issues in recent weeks. The Asia swing is a makeup for a visit the president canceled last fall because of the U.S. government shutdown.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. The president already had a private dinner with Japan's prime minister. Tomorrow they start bilateral talks. The Palestinians are making a new effort to overcome their political divide. They say both Hamas and the Fatah party of President Mahmoud Abbas will hold general elections in 7 months' time. There has been some tension between the two parties. Hamas seized Gaza from Abbas back in 2007. And that left him with only parts of the West Bank, an issue they hope to resolve with the upcoming elections. This is SRN News. Government weather forecasters say last month was one of the hottest Marches on record everywhere except in this country.
Researchers with NOAA say it was the fourth hottest March in 135 years of record keeping. The overall global temperature was 1.3 degrees warmer than the 20th century average. However, in the U.S., March was about 1 degree cooler than normal, making it the 43rd coolest March on record.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason, who says Slovakia had its hottest March on record. South Korea and Latvia had their second warmest. Space station astronauts taking a spacewalk to replace a dead computer and get their orbiting home back up to full strength. The two Americans on board are stepping out today for the urgent repair job. The computer is a critical backup outside of the International Space Station that failed nearly 2 weeks ago. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 16,504. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1878, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 18 points at 4142. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 183 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $2.18 at $5.29.50. Intel's down 6 cents at $26.78. Facebook off 87 cents at $62.16. And Netflix down $12.54 at $3.60.36. Of local interest, Safeway down 6 cents at $34.03. Tri-County's Bank is down 6 cents at $24.33, while Harley-Davidson's up 3 cents at $71.90. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.69%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.44. Oil's down 7 cents a barrel at $101.69. And precious metals are higher, with gold up 20 cents an ounce at $12.83.20, while silver's up 4 cents at $19.40. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Tell us what's happening on Wall Street, but also these are the people you want to go to. You've got a question about the future. What about your retirement? What about your kids' future? What can you do for them right now? They're 15 or 16 or 10 or 5. What can you do right now to give them something that we all wish we had? It was financial freedom by the time you hit your 60s. Well, they can help you down there at Wells Fargo. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. So what are we looking at for weather today?
There, mix of clouds and sun during the morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon. High will be near 70. Overnight low near 50. Mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow could see a pretty good chance of rain, showers in the afternoon. And then Friday, possible thunderstorms as we look at cool April nights weather. And then next week, temperatures moving up towards the 90-degree mark. Currently in Reading, it is 49 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer seniors and veterans discounts.
Well, you can't say much more than that. And we're not going to even talk about, we're not going to talk about rain. It's not going to happen. It can rain before, it can rain after. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding. You know, if you looked at, listen to what Bob says next week, we're going to hit up in the 90s. When's the last time you had your cooling system looked at? Give Martin and his associates a call at 221-2642 because I promise you they will take care of your systems. They offer guarantees, warranties, any make, any system, they can work on it. Have you had your filters checked? How about the air ducts? Are they still in line? Is everything working? Call Alliance Heating and Air, and they're going to make sure it does work. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We use Alliance Heating and Air. We trust them. Reading Grange, number 446, is having a pasta feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund this Sunday. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., eat in or take out, 4850 Cedars Road, right here in Reading. $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. Again, Reading Grange, number 446, pasta feed fundraiser this Sunday, 4850 Cedars Road. Okay. Now we get to our guest. He's sitting here very patiently, but then you're supposed to. You're supposed to have this aura of just like, okay, we're all right here. Steve Backlund is here as our guest from Igniting Hope Ministries. One of the Bethel ministries?
Yes. Good morning. I'm on staff at Bethel. Came here in 2008. Pastored a church in Weaverville, is very close to here, and was there for 7 years. Bill Johnson, senior leader at Bethel Church, was there. Danny Sulk, and then I pastored from 2001, 2008, and came here then.
Well, one of the things, as we've talked, and I've gotten into your website and all that, and a few other things. But one of the things you said, you know, is you're an author and you're a speaker, you and your wife.
Yes.
But one of the things that we talk about is you talk about having joy in your life.
Yes.
And that you didn't have joy in your life. And even though you were a minister and were telling people they should have joy in their life.
Yeah. I became a Christian when I was 19. I was going to Humboldt State University in Arcata, and my conversion was a very joyful experience, but somehow I moved into more of a performance-based, legalistic relationship with God, and that created a very great lack of joy.
Okay, and when you say performance-based legalistic
yes.
relation with God, I mean, I've never heard of that one before. So is this like you had a contract?
No, I mean, it's subtle. You know, it's like in the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul talks to the Galatians, and he says, you've gone back to where you're emphasizing what you do more than what you believe. And so my Christianity is not so much of following rules as much as it's a relationship with God. And so I moved more from the relationship aspect to focusing on knowing that a good Christian didn't do this. It was more what I didn't do than what I did do. Obviously, there's moral values that we follow, but those need to come out of relationship and not be the priority. So that created a joylessness in my life.
So is it more of a fear as opposed to a joy here that, okay, if I don't do this, I'm okay. But it's
right.
not what I did to make me feel good.
Right. And, you know, like Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And so the delighting piece was gone. It was more, yeah, I felt this subconscious belief all the time that God just about had enough of me, you know, and he was angry with me and that I could never measure up. If I prayed an hour, I should have prayed two.
So nothing, it's kind of like, if I can just put it in like this, it's like you've got an overbearing father
yes.
that you can never do enough.
Yes.
That you get 90s in your test. Why didn't you get 95s?
Yes.
Even though they may not say that. Because I mean, you know, but so you felt like this, nothing you could do would ever be good enough.
I felt that. And,
wow.
And,
you know, that's tough.
Well, it is tough. And subtly, I think that happens in a lot of lives of Christians. And I think about a baby learning to walk, you know, and as we're, our spiritual life, the Lord talks to us, you know, about being babes in Christ and advancing. And no parent becomes upset with their child while they're learning to walk, a toddler, and they try and they fall down. No parent says, what's wrong with you? How come you can't walk, you know, perfectly? But I kind of had that mindset in my own life as I was even trying to grow in areas. And so that that created a great joylessness.
And you're trying to help people with the same problems.
I was a minister, and certainly I helped them to a degree, but it was like the Lord, I saw, Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I finally saw that. I said, wow. And when I began to see joy, realize how important joy was, I began to see it. It's all over in the Bible. Like it says in Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart is good like medicine. Hebrews 1:9 says Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness above all his companions. Now, a glad Jesus kind of messes up a lot of people's theology.
And we're gonna be talking about that too. Plus, there's a couple of questions that with all the things that are going on, is there a war against Christianity? Is one of the things I want to talk about today, also. And but we got to take a quick break. Our guest is Steve Backman from Inspiring Hope Ministries. You're part of Bethel Church. We don't, just so everybody knows, Linda and I don't go to Bethel Church. And so it's not like this. So when I ask questions, it's because of my wanting to also to know about this. Because, this is a husband and wife that give people hope. And so many times, so many things are going on when you see headlines like clinic can't take any more patients, all these different things that are happening that a lot of times I think we need to look back inward. And find the ability to push forward. A lot of people maybe have given up, and we shouldn't do that. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222 1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning, the 23rd of April. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 49 degrees today. It's going to be okay today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Redding Spray Service. 20 years in Redding and offering all types of spraying at your house. Pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. They're like a regular lawn physician to come out there and fix your lawn. And you know what? I need an emergency room on my lawn. It's that bad. Oh no, it's, I have to call in the trauma team, the lawn trauma team for my yard. It's just, it's, but you know what? Redding Spray Service can do that. I like to think of them as my own personal grass trauma team. And I mean grass that grows, not the grass that grows next to Bob's house. 221-3007, 221-3007, reddingspray.com is their website. My guest, Steve Backlund, and we're talking about, his ministry is Igniting Hope Ministries. But the things that are going on in people's lives, it's tough out there today. And one of the things that we've talked about before was, is it tougher being a Christian today than it was 35 years ago? I mean, frankly, I believe it. I believe it is much harder to be a person of faith in today's society, because you've got people, I mean, literally on the lookout to stamp down any signs of faith.
Yeah, I became a Christian in 1975, and certainly I would say there's greater challenge right now. There's just the attitudes in society seem to be that, you know, if you become a Christian, you're a threat to society, your beliefs are bigoted, you're this or that. And I think for young people, it is a challenge, you know, the media and everything. But one thing that I really like, Carl, is the verse in Romans 5:20 where it says, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. So what that tells me is whatever level the negative is, God has a positive that trumps the negative. And so there's a grace that's available. And so I think even in the personal lives of believers, there's grace available to live at a level that maybe we couldn't have lived in the past, and that kind of that encourages me.
Well, that's good, and I understand that. But is there some point where, you know, Christians need to push back? I mean, and just examples here. All the ones, I'm not even going to get into the points about, oh, you can't have the nativity scene. Oh, there's, you know, that's wrong. It's a nativity scene. And then, people are trying to take, you know, so you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it's got under God in there. Anything that has to do with God or anything, which frankly I think was a specious argument, you know, in that ruling from the Supreme Court, when it says that the government can't back any one religion. It didn't say, you know, that you couldn't have religion. But Christians have a tendency to turn the other cheek. And, you know, but not to push back. I mean, is there a time when they're saying, you know, enough of this. Hey, it's time to push back here and fight for this.
Absolutely. And I think
I'm talking about on a, you know, we have to take you to court. We're going to take you to court. But you know what? We have a right to feel this way and to express a kid saying a prayer at a commencement address, or young people saying a prayer after a football game, thanking God nobody got hurt or whatever. You know, they're trying to just outlaw everything.
Yeah, and there's many legal businesses, organizations who are pushing back and fighting, and there's Christian lawyers who believe that this is something we're supposed to do. But I believe as personal citizens, obviously, we need to stand up for what we believe in, ask the Lord how to do that with grace. And I think some of the negatives of even Christians pushing back, let's say in the 80s and 90s with moral majority and all that, what was the attitude that came across was that Christians came across as hateful.
Yeah.
And so I think pushing back is good as long as our spirits are such that that the love of Christ comes through what we're doing.
So you to do it in a non-warlike way and not come across as haters. You know, as we're facing right now in a lot of our politics, if you disagree with somebody, it's obviously a racial thing. So if you disagree with somebody because of, oh, we don't think you should have the word God here, if you disagree with them, well, you're pushing the politics of hate. on this, and it's absolutely not true if you fight back.
Right. I mean, those situations, you're being falsely accused, and you have to just say, you know what, you've got that one wrong. Just because I'm opposed to this, I'm not opposed to you, or I'm not making a judgment on you. I'm making a judgment on this particular thing.
You know, one of the things that I did was I looked up some of the quotes that you've done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And if I can pull one of these things up, which I'm trying to right now.
And we've got a lot of quotes, and we've got our own Facebook, Igniting Hope Ministries Facebook, where we put a quote every day to encourage your joy and hope.
Well, I will try and find it once my computer comes back up online here. But it said something to the effect that you can't live your life based on what's happened behind. What happened behind you cannot be your future.
Yes.
I read several others you said, but that's a real interesting quote.
Yeah, I find that most people create their beliefs out of the past. There's a great verse in Genesis 3:11 where God asked Adam, "Who told you that you were naked?" And the Lord started speaking to me out of that phrase, "Who told you that?" Like I would say, I'm not very good at, you know, relationships with people, or I'm poor in finances or whatever. And I would hear the Lord say to me, "Steve, who told you that?" And I began to understand that most of my identity beliefs about who I thought I was or was from the past. So if I wasn't good at something in the past, I created a belief that that was actually my personality. And I felt like the Lord told me, he said that a lot of your things that you think are your personality are just bad beliefs. And that was revolutionary to me. And if I get my beliefs out of the past, and I'm not going to deny the past, like let's say I've been disorganized in the past. Well, if I create an identity belief that I am a disorganized person, that is a problem. I like to say I'm an organized person having a disorganized experience, because Scripture says I have a sound mind. Under the category of sound mind, I can be organized. And I want to get the beliefs about who I am, not out of my experience, but out of what the Bible says I am.
And not just what how you are right there. Like one of the other things you said is success isn't something you're going to obtain. Success is now. Success is you.
Yeah, I like to say this. Success is not a goal to be attained. It's a state of being. If I need something outward to validate me as a success, then I'm not a success. And you look at biblical illustrations, for instance, Joseph in the Old Testament, one of Jacob's sons, he had a dream that he was going to be a ruler, and he, as a young boy, and he went through adversity. His brothers sold him into slavery, but he was a successful slave. He was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife of rape, spent 13 years in prison, and he became the leader in the prison because he didn't look for outward circumstances to make him a success. He was successful on the inside. So wherever he went, he became a success.
So, you know, was making lemonade out of lemons?
Oh, that's good.
You like that one? I mean, so it's, you know, the fact is he's in prison, so you make the best of it. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a failure there. It means that what can you find around you now? So let's talk about that. It's a parable. And how does that work in today's society when people have lost their job on something like this? Do they focus on they focus on the fact that they've lost their jobs? I mean, when you talk to people, because this obviously you run into people, they've lost
Absolutely.
Hope. They've lost hope.
Well, any time a negative thing happens, it's like being a boxer in a boxing ring and you get hit by a left hook you didn't see coming. So you hit the canvas, you're in shock, you're wobbling back to your corner. But then from there, that's where biblically, you know, there's great verses like Romans 8:28. It says all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So that's when we've got to get the promises of God. Even though I might not understand it, as I turn my heart to the Lord, I believe that God is, he's a master at turning negatives into positives. And every person who's actually made an influence in life has had to go through negative experiences. I wish I could say, you know, we didn't have to face anything. I believe, you know, that
I think we should face things. I think adversity, if it's handled right, will make you stronger. You know, I think it was Nitschke that said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I believe in adversity. I believe people have to overcome. If things are so easy for them, the point when they get to that one point where there is and appears to be something that's insurmountable, they'll never be able to make it.
Yeah.
I think it's like training your muscles. I mean, you don't go out to find adversity.
No.
But there's going to be adversity in your life, and how you handle it, you know, starting from the time you're 2 years old. And I know that Danny Silk said this one time about you can teach 2 year olds to take responsibility, just by how you interact with them.
Yeah, the difference between and people who are fruitful, and if you want to use the word successful in a good sense, are people who have actually learned how to overcome adversity.
So I really believe that, and this is just me, that part of what you do is you take people that have taken that left hook and been knocked down, and you get them back into the fight with a feeling of hope that they can overcome.
Absolutely. And it's a hope not just based on, okay, I'm going to work up an emotion of hope. But again, I believe biblical promises are the foundation for our hope. And there's a great verse in Romans 15:13. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Now, the word in believing is the key verse, and this is what rocked my world. I found out that when I actually believe truth, the Bible says I get filled by the God of hope in that moment with the fruit of all joy and peace. So when we're sitting back in our corner after that left hook, I've got to ask the question, what is true? Well, what's true? God loves me. God says I'm more than a conqueror. He's going to give me wisdom if I ask for wisdom. As I begin to focus on that, my hope level rises. And I like to say it this way. It rises so much in me, it gets to my eyes, and I actually see the same circumstance differently.
And how to overcome.
How to overcome.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. My guest is Steve Backlund. We're talking about overcoming adversity. We're talking about, I don't like to call it the war on Christianity, though, some people use that term, but on how it's harder to be a Christian nowadays with all the things that seem to be, trying to interpose themselves in your belief system. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460, community radio, grassroots radio. We'll be right back.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Hi, this is Wade Riggs. I'm here with Bruce Blake, the president of Powerhouse Solar. Bruce, you and your wife Sue established Powerhouse Solar in 2003, and since then you've installed more solar energy systems in the North State than anyone. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, Wade, I think it's because that we as a company have made a decision a long time ago to sell the very best products we know on the market. At Powerhouse Solar, we don't do cookie-cutter systems because every house is different. Every home is brand-new, clean slate. We have to come in and custom-design a system using a SunPower panel, the most efficient panel in the world, and putting it together with the best inverters, the best racking, the best installation makes Powerhouse Solar by far the best solution for you and your family. Everything's designed specifically fits their needs. When they've seen what their system produces, they're going to be content with what we said that we would do, we will do.
Find out what a custom-designed solar energy system can save your family. Call Bruce and his staff at Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's April the 23rd. It is 8:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 49 degrees, 50 degrees right now. It's going to be a nice day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? Take a step back in time. It's the Cheers of Barbershop. Barbershops. It's, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's Wednesday. I've been saying since Monday I'm getting down there, but today I'm getting down there at 1 o'clock. Join me. Let's inundate the place. We'll sit in there and I'll chat. All right. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My guest, Steve Backlund, who is, head of the Inspiring Hope Ministries, and we're discussing Christianity and is one part of it, but also is inspiring people. That's the big thing. That's why I'm really happy you're here today, Steve. And as in all times, we say it all the time, a lot of great discussions happen during the breaks on this. We're in a Christian sense of taking care of yourself and all this. I am into the warrior. The warrior side of Christianity. And that doesn't mean I go out with a sword and a shield and I hack away for Christianity, but you kind of help put it in perspective here that warrior aspect can be inside your head where you're defending, but you are accepting yourself in Christianity and being able to conduct yourself in that way. It doesn't have to be outwardly where you're pushing around and, if you don't accept this, I'm going to beat you kind of thing. That's not what I mean, but it was interesting.
Yeah. I believe the greatest battle is in our own minds. And if we can win the battle in our own mind with our beliefs, then I believe our influence is going to increase. I like to say it this way. We become a Christian by believing in Jesus. We have influence by believing like Jesus. And so in making disciples, we're not just asking people to behave like Jesus, but to think like Jesus. And Jesus lived in a mindset of abundance. He had an abundant mindset. The resources of heaven were available to him. He was a man of mission. He knew what his purpose was in life, his unique purpose. So our ministry of Igniting Hope Ministries is to help people get rid of bad beliefs, which I call lies, and then believe truth, because Jesus said in John 8:32, the truth will make you free. So the more truth I believe, I get free on the inside, then I get free on the outside. The more lies I believe about me, others, circumstances, God, is more restrictive my life is going to be.
Have you ever come to a situation where it was you've tried everything and the person you're trying to help can't overcome these?
Absolutely.
How does that feel?
Well, as a pastor, I never try to give up hope for people, even if my ministry have poured into them and then it just seems like, wow, this isn't working. Maybe it's been divorced. Maybe they've fallen back into a lifestyle. I just keep going on. I mean, Winston Churchill, he said this. He said, success is moving from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. And anybody who's going to make a difference in lives has to go through situations that seem to be like it's not working. But I just believe prayer is powerful. I believe if I'm ministering to somebody, I may not see it fully. After I leave a situation, I'm believing, God, I don't see it happening, but I know you're doing something, and try to staying in faith for those people.
One of the things you said, too, is once you stop believing in people, you stop being a leader. How important it is, how is it, we have our leaders on the political scenes.
Yeah.
Do you believe that our leaders, many times at that, when they get up to that, those points, that they stop believing in all the people, maybe just believe in a small group of people?
Well, and I think any person, I mean, that we're seeing that we disagree with what their beliefs are, their lifestyle is, or whatever, we may not agree with what they're doing. But I think the point I'm trying to make is that if I'm going to influence somebody, I've got to believe, I've got to try to give most people the benefit of the doubt. They probably mean well. They're thinking that's the right thing. And I have to also believe God's got a great plan for their life. And so I want to partner with that, even though in conversations I may have to tell somebody, you know what you're doing, I don't agree with. But I want to project love and a heart of belief in people, because as I do that, I believe that increases the likelihood, if I'm to influence them, that I will.
Is there evil out there?
Oh, absolutely. There's evil. There's right and wrong. The scripture teaches about spiritual warfare, you know, Satan and all that. And so that is it's a reality.
So there is evil. And I've actually had people tell me, oh, there's no such thing as evil. And I just look at them. I can't believe they say that personally. And I don't tie it to religion, even though that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things I've seen in my life. Well then, so you, again, going back into what, and you travel all over the world.
I do.
And talking about this, about having faith in yourself. And, I mean, what responses from other countries? And when you go into other places, they're a lot different than we are.
Yeah, I just spent a week in Taiwan, and one thing I find about traveling is people are more similar than we think. You know, battling the same things, battling insecurities, battling, you know, maybe difficult upbringings. And so the world is smaller than we think. People are more similar than we think, and people are looking for hope. That's a bottom line theme that around the world, people say, how can I have hope? Can I have hope for my future? Can I have hope for me? Can I really change? And so that's where the good news of the gospel comes in, that everybody needs.
So do you see then, you know, I know that because you do travel all over the world, are people more receptive than they were 10 years ago? Less receptive? I realize that when you go out to talk to people about hope and inspiration, there's so many other people that do that too, but is it spreading? Do people feel like when you go to Taiwan, do they believe that there is hope? We are going to have a good future here.
Well, the people that I come in contact with, definitely it's spreading. Now, you know, there's percentages. There's not a lot of Christians in Taiwan.
No, I don't think so.
Because of their background,
yeah,
and all that. So I would say there it's incrementally increasing. Different parts of the world there's increase, in other parts of the world there's not. But I come in contact with so many people, and I would say the hunger for God that I come in contact with of people is increasing. They want reality. They don't want to just go to church and do their religious duty. They actually want a relationship and an encounter with God.
Well, an encounter with God. You mean like an individual encounter, like when they're praying? When you say an encounter with God, what does that mean?
Well, you look at like in the book of Acts, you know, in the Bible, and there's people who encountered God in prayer. There's supernatural things that happened. And I believe that God is a very personal God. And he's not just the God of our intellect. He's a God that can touch us deeply. And I've had many encounters with the Lord. When I became a Christian, just his love just overwhelmed me, and it hit me so deep, because I had tried all kinds of things before. I was a hippie. I was, tried this, tried that.
Were you one of those dope smoking long hairs
from
Humboldt State? That was a quote, you know?
Yes. That's my background.
Okay.
That's my background. And I was looking for something real. I wasn't looking for just a philosophy. I was actually, you know, and I didn't know that, but when I came to the Lord, I had an encounter. His love overwhelmed me and it touched me deeply. And I said, this is real. And that was 37 years ago or so. And certainly I don't live for experiences. I live by what I believe, but I've had experiences with God where He touches me. There's been times I haven't been able to hardly walk, that I just can't even get up because it's just, I'm sitting in a chair or I'm laying on the floor. And I don't look for those as the measurement of whether I'm a great Christian or not. But those are things that have happened to me.
Well, my guest is Steve Backlund here from Inspiring Hopes Ministries, out of Bethel Church. We have Bethel here on a regular basis, and one of the reasons being is that they're such a big part of our community, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about Bethel Church, I believe. And having people on and talk about this on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, however we do this, gives us a chance to hear, you know, what, you know, on these belief systems that, and the way I feel is that we're in that part of our world right now where things are tough, and you've got to be able to have belief in yourself. And this is one of the things you talk about. Belief in yourself and God. And to be able to move forward, to be able to enjoy success. And not rely on what happened before and expect that to happen in the future. Whether it's negative or positive. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Veterans always treated by and with respect at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's there with any type of coffee or cold drink you can imagine. And walking next door to the finest humidor in California. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And, of course, the e-cigarettes. They've got a whole section over there for e-cigarettes for all you that want to try something there, different flavors and all that. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:48 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 50 degrees out there. Linda's feeling better. You know, if everybody's still asking, you know, Linda's had pneumonia, and so she can probably come back to work, but I won't let her. I said no, because if she's going to come back and push it, and as we've learned, when you do that, then you go back to bed for 2 or 3 days. So we're just going to take it easy. Tomorrow at Crown Motors. At our place down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. There's a big show and shine tomorrow evening. Don't miss that. It is going to be just outstanding. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Can't say enough about John Bastiani, and his whole focus in life is customer service, making sure that he has the ammo, the guns, the gunsmithing, anything that you could possibly want to do with your shooting sports is at Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. He has ammo, he has guns, he has the people to work on them, and it is absolutely outstanding. Local business from local, 2539 Larkspur in Reading. My guest is Steve Backlund in our last segment here. Steve is head of the Igniting Hope Ministries out of Bethel and believes empowerment of individuals. And, you know, and I had not met Steve until today. And I have this feeling is that you have this overall aura of wanting to help people in a true faith and belief that you can reach people in and if they believe. But we're in a situation where I see is that we have more people on relief systems here in the United States than ever before. More on than off in some variety of this. That people have given up. People have just said, oh, there's nothing I can do. I've been, you know, woe is me. When you run into that, what do you do with that? They've given up. And they, you know, frankly don't want to do anything else except.
Well, hopelessness creates an inability to just actually no motivation comes out of hopelessness. And I believe our hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. It's one of the truths that it's a quote that I'll share. I'll share it again. My hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. And the reason that is because my hopelessness reveals that I'm not believing truth in that area. I believe that when we believe truth, the more truth we believe, the more hope we'll have. The more lies we believe is the less hope we'll have. And there's a victim mentality that happens because if I do think things are hopeless, then I actually believe I'm a victim of forces outside of me and that I have no control whatsoever for my future. I believe biblically that's not an accurate truth. And so if I can get people to say, wow, my belief about that is a bigger problem than the issue, and help them understand that as they come to the Lord and believe truth, the truth will make you free, then I can start chipping away at the hopelessness in their life. And once people start getting rid of that, then the potential for the future, nobody's future is predestined to just be a certain way. I believe that. I believe God has said, you know, that for each of us, He's got a future and a hope for us that's not.
So nothing's preordained. That you're kind of in a, this is your world, and here's some boundaries. Maybe there's not even boundaries. That whatever you do in your life, that you can do this.
I don't believe God's created us as robots. I believe that our beliefs, our actions have a lot to do with what our future can be. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So current mind renewal with truth can transform my future. So if I believe that I can't do anything about my future, then that is the greatest hopelessness of all, and that needs to go.
because I can't, I believe nothing's going to happen. There's nothing I can do. And if at that point, you've given up.
We've given up.
You've given up.
And
you may not, it may not even be something that you know, but at some point, something clicks. And I mean, in a bad sense, that no matter what I do, nothing's going to change. And it could be, they could have regular, they could even have a job, but they hate the job or they feel like believe life is hopeless. You know, I've got to pay more taxes. I can't do this. My standard of life is going down. And while they're still working, but they're hopeless. They've given up.
Yes, and I understand that.
That's a tough place.
And my heart goes out to the people who are in that situation. I've been there, and it's, but yet we have to, once we start hoping for the future, we're actually dying. We may be alive physically, but hope is the element of life. Scripture says, it says, without a vision, the people perish. And vision means without a heart that I believe better things are coming in my future, that's vision, I'm actually perishing.
So you need that plan. You need that plan in there. I mean, it could be a conscious plan or whatever that I want to accomplish this. So you can't just stop and just say my life is today. And you wake up the next morning, my life is today. Life has got to be in the future.
It is. And life, we have to believe our life has a purpose and that I'm significant. If I don't believe I have a purpose and I'm not, if I don't think I'm significant, and I may not be famous, but God has created every person with an assignment, with gifts, with abilities and insights that nobody else has. And as I find that and say, all right, I've got a purpose, whatever it is, there's somebody who's in worse situation than me. If I can just get up and find people, it's amazing as I begin to help other people, what happens on the inside of me.
The positive and negative. Have you met people that they're just their whole life is negative, even though they're constant? Well, I guess yours was kind of like that. When the way you describe it is, you were trapped in this way. You were helping other people by having them be positive, but you were negative about what was happening. So. People can, what happens when you run into people that have just been negative their whole lives, even though they've been a success? I mean, does that work for somebody?
It can work on a certain level, but that negativity is holding us back. I just did our ministry did a 40-day negativity fast for Lent.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we're going to be doing that again next year for Lent. And I remember I was fasting food, a heavy season of food fast, and I felt like the Lord said, your food fasts aren't doing much good, Steve, because the positive of you fasting plus your general overall negativity equals a big zero. Because the kingdom of God is not moved forward by good conduct, it's moved forward by good beliefs. And my negativity was a reflection. I was negative about me, I was negative about people, I was negative about the future. And it takes no effort at all to be pessimistic. Anybody can be pessimistic because you can just look it around, but it takes a lot of believing truth to actually become optimistic. And hope is an overall optimistic attitude about the future based on the goodness and promises of God.
I think that optimism, I think that being able to see things in a positive sense, however you're able to do that is the key. If you can see that there's a future, you can see that whatever you're doing is that you can continue to move forward, whether it's a business or your personal life and all that, then it's going to be better all the time. I think you've broken a code. And I think that how you've linked it, to the Bible and to God to help people to see that. They have faith in themselves and they have faith in people around them. And for their own philosophy of being a positive philosophy as opposed to in one of hopelessness.
Yes.
If you can share that with people, I think that's a success.
And I do. And I love it. And I believe our hope level determines our influence level. He who has the most hope has the most influence. That's my belief. And so the personal battle for inner hope is something that, my warfare, as we were talking about the battle,
mm-hmm.
I believe, again, my main warfare is against my own personal hopelessness because I believe if I am hopeless about something, I'm believing a lie. So I'm saying, what is the lie that I'm believing? And then, more importantly, Lord, show me the truth that will make me free.
And we got like a minute. What's the last thing you felt hopeless about? Or can you share that?
I think...
I mean, that you said, and then you realized it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, in influencing my extended family, sometimes I feel hopeless that, well, you know, can I actually influence them? I'm just little old Steve to some of them, you know. And so that that can feel really, really real. But no, I say if I believe that's hopeless, that I'm believing a lie, show me the lie. And the lie is that, Lord, you in me is not big enough to influence even my own family. So some of those very personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a perfect person, and I still battle. We all battle lies and truth.
Okay. My guest has been Steve Backman from Inspiring Ministries. You've got a couple books out.
I've got actually 9 books.
9. Out. Okay. You've got more than a couple.
Yes.
Just looked at the latest one. How do people get your books?
They can go to ignitinghope.com and go find a store section. They're on Amazon. I've got Kindle books. So yeah, just look for Steve Backlund, Victorious Mindsets, wrote You're Crazy If You Don't Talk to Yourself.
You're Crazy If You Don't Talk to
That's
Yourself.
That's one of the books I wrote.
I like that one.
I love the power of words. So yes, you can find them on Amazon.
Words means things.
Words mean things.
That's
and you
right.
like words, Carl, I can tell.
I do. I like words. And when people use words, and I'll go, words mean something, my friend. And because people will say something and not understand really what they've said. Okay. So that's how you can get your books. Thank you so much. I know how busy you are, and this has been kind of a, you know, a circuitous route to get you here today.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
But thanks a lot for coming today. And tomorrow we're going to really shift gears. We're having lawyers in here. We're also having Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council woman member who is running for reelection. And we've got a lot of questions for Francie on what's happening with our city and with crime and all those things that are going on, and see what Francie is going to, the answers that she has, and see if she's got a positive outlook and not a sense of hopelessness here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're your grassroots radio, my friends. Anything that's going on in this town, you know, will find its way into the studio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. But more talk out of Moscow today about protecting Russians and Russian interests in Ukraine. Russia's foreign minister says that his country will respond firmly to any violence against Russian targets. The Kremlin's top diplomat drawing a parallel with the 2008 Georgian War.
In comments printed on the Russia Today website, Mr. Lavrov said that if the interests of Russians were threatened in Ukraine, then Moscow would have no option but to respond. He said this had been the case in the region of South Ossetia in 2008. There, when Russian forces were sent in to repel Georgian troops, a 5-day war broke out.
That's the BBC's Tom Esselmont in Moscow. All of this has American allies in Eastern Europe on edge, and the U.S. is sending hundreds of troops to the region. It's a move aimed at sending a message to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
That we take our obligations very, very seriously on the continent of Europe.
Pentagon spokesman...